In our hero category this week, we've got a lot of heroes. It's very, very inspiring. Colonel Charles J. Dunlap, Jr. is a student at the Naval War College. He's the winner this year of the Naval War College Essay Contest, and he wrote a backcasting essay. It's up on the blog. It's called The Origins of the American Military Coup of 2012, and it describes the thoughts of a patriotic senior military officer who's about to be executed for opposing the military takeover of the U.S. through, quote, legal means. And it's an argument as to why we need to stop enabling legislation like the last round of the National Defense Authorization Act and the deployment of military operations in North America sort of perpetrated by corporate-driven mission creep. That's Reed, a.k.a. The need for big contracts by big corporations who want more things to do and taxpayers to pay for it. In that vein, a very courageous action by Federal Judge Catherine Fallon of the Southern District Court of Southern District of New York. She has issued a preliminary injunction prohibiting the government from enforcing NDAA thanks to a motion filed by a group of plaintiffs, Chris Hedges, Daniel Ellsberg, and five other people referred to as the dissidents. The government attempted to limit the injunction by saying that the injunction only applied to the named plaintiffs, not to everybody in the country, and Fallon turned him down. It took a lot of courage, but it's a very important decision. If you look at both what Dunlap and Fallon have done, it reminds you that there are millions of very good-hearted people who are smart, and when they get the opportunity to do the right thing, they do, and it makes a huge difference. Finally, in the category of Don't You Just Love Americans, charitable giving is up 4%. 73% of that is by individuals. Corporate giving stayed level. So no matter what the struggle, people are doing more to help others around them who are not in such as good a situation as they are, and it's a good thing to see.